Command number 114. Count the cost of single-minded devotion to God. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost? So therefore, whoever of you does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Luke 14, verses 28 and 33. Count the cost and don't look back are in a sense two ways to say the same thing. In Luke 9, three men came to follow Jesus. He seems to turn them away. In fact, he is but holding a mirror up to their own half-hearted motives by saying, count the cost and don't look back. Counting the cost is one of the most practical messages of the book of Proverbs. It has application in all areas of life, not merely discipleship. The parable Jesus uses of building a tower is a financial and business example, but the implications are far-reaching. The application to evangelism is probing, though perhaps to some unwelcome. Jesus countenanced no cheap commitment. How different are the evangelistic methods of soul counters who base their success on the number of decisions made. How at odds with the commands are the priorities of ministers who carefully monitor congregational statistics. How often do we hear that such and such is the fastest growing church on the block? How often do we hear about the popular pastor whose church boasts 5 services every Sunday? Even Billy Graham, as much as we honor his service to God and the example of his character, succumb to this lethally unscriptural mindset. Accompanying the numbers game are the persuasion folly and the urgency mirage. Evangelists are obsessed with talking people into belief, pressing the imperative of a decision for Christ, a decision now, before it is too late. Conversion is a matter of incentives, cajolery, and exhortation. Many altar calls resemble the pitch of used car salesmen. What would I have to do to encourage you to buy today? This emphasis on urgency, persuasion, and numbers is completely contrary to Jesus' methods. He was never in a hurry. He never pressed. He never counted heads. He was not afraid to let people walk away if they were not ready. How much worldwide acclaim would a man receive if he followed his altar calls with a sobering reminder of the reasons not to make a premature commitment, then concluded, "You think about this decision long and hard. Pray to God in private. Recognize that there is no turning back. Everything will change. This decision may bring joy and suffering in equal measure. No bed of roses will await you. Only death to ambition, pride, and self. Servanthood, not fame, is the mark of the Lord's disciples. Therefore, count the cost. If in 2 weeks you still want to give your life to Jesus Christ, come back and talk to me." Jesus spent much time making sure people knew the reasons they shouldn't follow him and the hardships and suffering they were sure to encounter. What good are 5,000 people sitting in a worship service if they have come for fellowship? How many would be there the following week if they were told, "Next week, you are all invited back to die"? The following is an excerpt from C.S. Lewis' Mere Christianity, Counting the Cost. That is why he warned people to count the cost before becoming Christians. "Make no mistake," he says, "if you let me, I will make you perfect. The moment you put yourself in my hands, that is what you are in for. Nothing less. You have free will, and if you choose, you can push me away. But if you do not push me away, understand that I am going to see this job through, whatever suffering it may cost you in your earthly life, whatever inconceivable purification it may cost you after death, whatever it costs me, I will never rest, nor let you rest, until you are literally perfect, until my Father can say without reservation that he is well pleased with you, as he said he was well pleased with me. This I can do and will do, but I will not do anything less. As a great Christian writer, George MacDonald, pointed out, every father is pleased at the baby's first attempt to walk. No father would be satisfied with anything less than a firm, free, manly walk in a grown-up son. In the same way, he said, God is easy to please, but hard to satisfy. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to count the cost of single-minded devotion to God. Give me a sober-minded realization that no country club life awaits me. Would I return to church next Sunday if the invitation was to death? Perhaps that is exactly the case, but not just on Sunday. That is the call on my life today. Thus, Heavenly Father, as I count the cost of being a disciple of your Son, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.